My name is Betsy Peterson. I'm with the California Seed Association out of Sacramento, California, and I'm the Director of Technical Services for the group.
California Seed Association, we're here at the American Seed Trade Association meeting in Monterey. First of all, give us an overview of what you think about this meeting and what you're going to take away from it.
ASTA puts on a great meeting, and I've watched this grow from anywhere from 500 folks to up to over 800 representatives coming in from all over the world, and it means a lot because it allows us to get work done on behalf of the seed industry to be able to make the environment a better place, but also to continue to produce that good quality seed that we're all known for.
You know, the California Seed Association, a big player in ASTA, number one state in specialty crops in the nation, and you guys are right in the heat of so many issues in the seed industry. Give us an overview of California Seed Association and speaking to the grower audience in the field, what you guys are up to in terms of trying to keep up with a myriad of issues facing the industry.
We have about 150 member companies in the California Seed Association at this point. A lot of our members are the vegetable seed companies, and we are a large state with a lot of diversity, but we do have a lot of field crops as well. But this meeting, of course, is focused on the vegetable seed industry, and there's a lot of issues that have come up over the last several years, and one of them being food safety. We have a working group here with ASTA that works specifically on the food safety issues with regards to seed and how we need to be a player in any food safety regulations that come to play. Another issue that we look at with ASTA are the phytosanitary issues. If I want to sell my seed and ship it overseas, what am I required to do? And also, what am I required to do with an import of a seed product from another country? And there's a lot of questions that come up during that because there are such a diversity in the various species that we deal with.
Obviously, through a lot of that work, there's a lot of information flow that goes on. You have a lot of information sources. Do growers have access to a lot of the information that you all probably got a lot of information places they can go to get this?
We partner up with the California Farm Bureau Federation. They are our outreach to the grower community. Farm Bureau is involved to make sure that the growers are aware of what they need to be doing for protecting their ground when they plant seed.
Do you have any grower members, or do you invite growers to be members of your association, or is it strictly seed company based?
Within some of our seed companies, they are growers, so we have a mix. But primarily, we have our seed companies, we have our associate members that are providing, for instance, seed testing and the like, and other needs for the industry.
If you had one message for the grower audience out there, obviously using the seeds of your members, what would that message be about your association?
I would recommend that you talk with your distributor on your seed to make sure that you know everything you can about that seed. And if you have concerns, ask them to provide documentation. It's a good idea to make sure that seed is tested. There's many of our companies already providing testing. And be aware of what you're putting in your ground and communicate with your distributor who is communicating with the producer so you know that you're getting the best quality seed for your region, but also that has the best potential of being disease-free.
Appreciate you, Betsy. We'll be catching up down the trail.
Thank you very much.